Oh, hey. Some of you have asked, what's to the right of the camera over there if you, like, move the camera that way? Well, I'm going to show you. Now, we could all be cleaner. Me, you know, definitely. But this is just a cabinet, and some of you have also asked, well, what's behind, between the cabinet and the wall? So let's check it out. We've got some orange posters here. The NFL is hard enough. Okay, this is these are two posters. These were scripts for Sean Cody when we taped the rookie hazing episode back in 2012. A poster of some sort right here. Oh, look at that. J.J. Watt and Von Miller. It's a Monday Night Football poster. Oh, this is... we're going way back with this one. Look at that. Well, got Arian, JJ, and Connor Barwin. It's all clean, huh? Nick Batista, dear Drew, how many sacks will our defense get this year? You know, last year they had 31. I think that number goes up to 45 or 50 because JJ Watt's coming back, and you've seen the improvement and emergence of Jadeveon Clowney, Whitney Merciless, and then some other guys down the line, DJ Reader. I think that number's just going to rise. So look for more sacks in 2017 because all the attention paid to J.J. Watt, and that just filters down to everybody else. Ben Bevel, dear Drew, what's the difference between a player getting cut and getting waived? Well, if a player gets waived, he's subject to the waiver wire, which means the absolute worst team in the league can pick him up first. They can sign him before the other teams. If they choose not to sign him, that's the second worst, and the third worst, fourth, and so on and so on. You're just simply cut. Anybody can sign. It's whoever the player wants. So, yeah, that's the difference. It's a good question. Sam Morris has a great question. Dear Drew, do you see Clowney back at outside linebacker or playing more defensive end now that J.J. Watt has returned? Great question. And the beauty of the Romeo Crennel, Mike Vrabel defense is the multitude of spots that all these guys can play. He's probably going to still be a defensive end, but I bet you will see him line out outside a lot. You might see him even over the center from time to time. But they're going to move him all around, along with JJ, along with Whitney Merciless, along with those other guys, because it's a very flexible, multiple defense. And because it's such a great question, you, Sam, are going to get scratch-offs. So email us right here, say, hey, I'm Sam, and then we'll send some scratch-offs your way. And hopefully you got a lot of money in your pocket. And we got one from Charles David Castillo. Dear Drew, what is Nick Martin's status? Nick Martin is healthy. Nick Martin is practicing, going through OTAs, and looking to challenge for either the starting center spot or a starting guard spot. He's going to raise the level of competition there for sure. He was a second rounder last season and missed all of the year after an injury in training camp to one of his legs. Man, I love it. We are back in football time. That doesn't really make sense because it's not football time, but it's OTA time, and we thank you for watching here.